Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The continued collapse of the Sudanese pound confirms the failure of the government's solutions, while Islam's approach to the crisis is fundamental. The Sudanese pound has continued its steady decline, particularly recently, with the price of one US dollar in the parallel market reaching over 4,400 pounds on June 10, 2026, a significant increase from previous days. Since this rapid collapse of the Sudanese currency began, the government has implemented several measures, including a ban on the import of 46 commodities deemed luxury goods in the mistaken belief that this would halt the pound's depreciation. This ban came into effect on May 10, 2026, a month ago, and has proven ineffective in practice as it addresses the symptoms of the crises rather than providing a fundamental solution. This reality has exacerbated the living conditions of the people of Sudan, who are suffering from the high prices of goods and services, while the government, whenever the value of the local currency falls and the dollar rises, raises the customs dollar and increases the prices of the services it provides, such as electricity and others, and does not care about what happens to the people until the situation has reached the point where people do not feel that there is a government at all seeking to solve their problems. Although the government is aware of the problem, it is not seeking to address it. As Finance Minister Jibril Ibrahim himself admitted in an interview with AFP last January, Sudan exported only 20 tons of gold through official channels out of an estimated total of 70 tons in 2025. While the vast majority was smuggled abroad, according to official government sources, Sudan's imports are estimated at approximately $6.5 billion compared to exports of $2.6 billion, meaning the trade deficit is roughly $3.9 billion. This reality is the primary reason for the decline in the value of the local currency. However, if gold smuggling were stopped and the government knows how it is smuggled and how the smugglers are who are plundering the country's wealth, the deficit would turn into a real trade surplus, reaching approximately $6.4 billion after utilizing the proceeds from smuggling, which amount to more than $8 billion. This is assuming that the annual gold production is 70 tons, as the government has acknowledged. But the truth is that gold production is probably more than double that amount. This would allow the people of Sudan to live in prosperity, not in poverty, as they are today. It is clear that the government is completely incapable of addressing the situation in Sudan and has utterly failed to resolve the economic crisis and other crises plaguing the country. We in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Sudan, affirm that Sudan, with its abundant resources, is rich and its people cannot go hungry. However, it needs a system that manages these resources for the benefit of the people of the country, not for the benefit of the enemy, the rulers, and their cronies. This system exists only in Islam under a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, following the methodology of the prophethood, with its divinely ordained rulings from the all-wise, the all-knowing. With gold alone, Sudan can become one of the richest countries in the world. Sudan is a land of gold, and this gold, which is mostly public property, will be used by the soon-to-be-returned Khilafah, Caliphate, Allah willing, to achieve the following. First, it will base its currency on gold, not the dollar, thus giving the currency intrinsic value that can be used in global transactions, both imports and exports. Second, the proceeds from gold as public property will be used for water, electricity, infrastructure, and other services for all the people of Sudan. Third, it will utilize Sudan's vast and fertile lands to cultivate what the people need, such as wheat, corn, vegetables, and other crops, so that the people can be self-sufficient and export their surplus production. Fourth, abolish all indirect taxes, including customs duties, as they are considered unlawful money, based on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, La yadkhul al-jannah sahibu Mex. The one who collects Mex taxes will not enter paradise. Mex customs is what makes life comfortable and goods and services accessible to everyone. In conclusion, we call upon our people in Sudan to work with those striving to establish the Khilafah Rashida based on the methodology of the prophethood so that the rulings of Islam may be implemented and the people may find happiness in the pleasure of the Most Merciful. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Othman, Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.